This is the Steve Cochran Show.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
We play the Who for Coach Q. The Coach Q situation is sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. And I don't know if you know this about Hooters, Carms. It's not just a restaurant. It's a way of life.
I agree.
Yeah.
I love Hooters.
There you go. Coach Q will join us in a moment from Colorado. They will play the Avs tonight. You ever been in the Blackhawks dressing room?
Of course.
Yeah, many times.
Many, many.
Do you agree with me that they are the easiest athletes to deal with?
Pretty easy, no doubt about it. The Cubs actually have a great crew right now, but in general,
yeah,
hockey way always at the top.
I would rank level of cooperation of the four major sports to be hockey a clear number one, followed by baseball if you get the right group because you're around these guys that follow you all season long, then football, then basketball.
Generally true. Football, you get no access nowadays. Like, you know, the Bears, the locker room's open at Hallis for an hour. They don't even go in
but
there.
But the NBA guys can be difficult.
Sometimes. It's a
bit, you're a suck-up for the NBA.
I love
You've
the
always
N-
been a
I love
the NBA.
NBA. Don't dog the NBA. It's personal when you attack the NBA, not that you're really attacking
no,
the NBA.
No, the great thing about the NBA is you only need to watch the last 2 minutes of the game.
Stop. Just
yeah,
stop.
Because it's three-pointers and free throws. It's three-pointers until you get to the end and then attack a whoever.
When's the last time you were at an NBA game?
Last year.
Okay, last
year. Oh, yeah, we went with Mark Doyle. Remember, Rags
yeah,
of Honor?
Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
The old, yeah, okay.
We spent, you know what, though?
I used to be a huge NBA fan.
We had a big group, though. We spent a lot of time talking with each other.
I just think the NBA needs, and by the way, I don't have the answer, but I think the NBA needs some sort of rules adjustment to make it not run and gun and free throws.
People want to see offense. They want it in the NFL. They try to get
But what
it.
Happened to a turnaround 10-footer? Can you tell we're still waiting on Coach Q?
Yeah.
What happened to a turnaround 10-footer? What happened to a little pull-up jumper from the free throw
line? Pull-up jumpers
no,
going
there's
on.
Not.
No, not enough pull-up jumpers.
No.
So if they added in some pull-up
What happened
jumpers?
To a fadeaway? What happened to a 10-foot fall-away?
You telling me that LeBron...
Oh, Coach Q's on the line. time now for Coach Q, live from the road.
Smooth.
Yeah. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Again, sponsored by Hooters, America's Wing Joint. Not just a way of life, but America's Wing Joint. All right. Am I right about this? Is this the father-son trip?
Yes, it is.
Who's
yeah.
On, yeah, who you got on the road with you?
My son, Dylan.
Well, that's got to be cool.
Yeah, it's fun. He's been on a few. I think it's his third one. They enjoy it. I think everybody has fun with it, and the camaraderie, and the get to see practices, get to see how spoiled we are, how we travel, how we eat, how we hang out. I think everybody gets to see the experience, and at the end of it, they're going to say, you know what, you can't eat everything that's put in front of you on this trip.
Now, how old's Dylan?
Dylan's 25,
and so he's got a job. He's taking some time off for this, and he's hanging out with you. That's got to be fun for you, man. That's great. And I know the dads of the players, there's always one or two that are like the biggest characters. You know what I'm saying? Bickle's dad used to be a ton of fun. Bickle's dad was one of those guys that it was never shy and was a lot of fun to talk to. So you got a couple dads that stand out?
It's early. It's early. So we got a couple of extra days there. You know, it's an early day one. But, you know, I would say right now there's no leader in the clubhouse yet. So it's okay. We'll find out here. So as we progress.
Yeah, the scouting is continuing. Yeah, without a doubt. All right, Colorado tonight. This is basically a 500 club. You're coming off a bad weekend, which doesn't need to be made. Let's not make a mountain out of a molehill. It's a bad weekend. But how do you, snap out of that weekend and move forward here?
Well, we want to get back to find a way to get some points here. And, last game, we had a good start. Kind of thought we did a good job rebounding from Friday's disaster. And then did some good things in that game and found out that, Minnesota's got a heck of a team. And, we weren't complete in our game. And that's gave up some goals that we rather easily. And I think that's what we got to prevent for sure. And I think we can be better both sides of the puck, and we can get a little bit more consistency. But I think that's kind of been a work in progress this year, and that's what we're trying to attain: more puck possession, having the puck better, and putting in positions where we can keep it. And we have signs of it coming out of it. And then we all of a sudden, like the last game of that, we got away from it as the game progressed.
Jonathan Toews, Coach Q, one goal in his last eight games. Do you even pay attention to that type of stat? Is it something that you're aware of even? Because that's what the highlight. Well, Toews, you got to get Toews going. But do you even look at the actual numbers like that?
Well, numbers, I think the actual, whether it's the numbers, whether it's possession, chances, shots, and plus minus four chances, something we look at as well. And, I think everybody is offensive guys, want to produce, and they're going to have some stretches where everything goes in and some stretches where, they're having a hard time finding the way to score goals. And that line has been the last three or four games. We're going to probably flip-flop the lines a little bit today and see if we can get some magic on a couple different lines. And the one line's been doing a lot of the scoring for us, and getting some balance in the production area would be something we're looking for.
You want to make an announcement on the lines, or it being the...
Not yet. No, not okay. yet. We'll work it out in practice today.
All right. Well, you're still the Line King, remember? We named him the Line King.
We have a shirt, too, right?
Yeah,
the shirts as well. Yeah, exactly. Sandberg, say hi to Coach.
Hey, Coach. I wanted to know, had there been a dad's trip back when you played, what would be the biggest difference between how you guys traveled then and how you travel now?
Oh, the big difference? Oh, we charter our own planes. We have the way we have pregame meals. We used to a lot of times eat on your own, but they have big meals together, and the spread of food is off the charts.
I would think, too, the dads from Q's era would have spent the whole trip doing this. I don't know how the hell they're spending money on this. This is how they get you. This is how they get you. Look at all the money they're throwing away. That would have been the dads from our era.
Well, they'd have been saying, I'll have another.
right. Right. Hey, I know you're coaching, son, but give me a beer.
Yeah. So, there you go.
All right, so the Avs, you play a team like the Avs, and, I still say they end up 500 at the end of the year, but they've been struggling mightily. Do you have a preference when you catch a team that's hurting? Because to me, every night, somebody wants a piece of the Hawks. It doesn't matter if you're playing number one in the league or the last team in the league.
Yeah, this team has been home here for a couple of days here, and he's been putting through the paces here. They're not happy with what's going on here. So I think every team, when you're playing them, has got issues. We happen to be playing Washington the other day, as good as they've been playing at any moment, and we found out instantly that they are for real. And we saw, Minnesota going in 15-1-1 and 16 out of it. And all of a sudden, we saw how good they're playing. You got to be ready no matter what the opponent is. And we got to take care of what we have to take care of. And it's our own team game. And I think that consistency is what we're trying to get here. And, we've had stretches where it looks like it's coming along here nice and in the right place. And then we had four wins going into those two games. And all of a sudden, okay, let's find a way to recapture the feeling of what it takes to get points. And keep the puck out of our net, particularly some goals here that seem to be preventable that all of a sudden make the difference at the end of the night.
Well, have fun tonight. You ever have one of the dads on the trip lobby you to get his kid more ice time?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah. I'm guessing that wouldn't go well.
That's a minor hockey thing, though. But at our level, it's no. I can honestly say no. But it's an interesting question.
So, hey, listen, enjoy your time with your kid and all the other dads. I bet it's a fun trip, and we'll see you when you get back.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Coach Q.